We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Well, we're back now. This is Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I got Roy Edwards on the line. Roy G. Roy, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to do a couple things in this segment. We're going to, you know, one thing I didn't give everybody is I didn't give them the pitchers that are going to be. So we're going to go over that right now. Clayton Kershaw makes the team without a doubt. That's a done deal. Jason Grilli of the Pittsburgh Pirates, maybe the best closer in 37 and two-thirds innings, has 60 strikeouts, 0.88 whip, 187 against average. Steven Strasburg, I've gone back and forth. He's a flip of the coin. Bochy loves him. Why? He's from San Diego. And that's where Bochy's hometown is. I could see Strasburg doing that. And I also see Strasburg getting there because, you know, I mean, his numbers are just so good. Romo's going to make the team, Roy. Sergio Romo makes the team because he's the guy that came around. The guy that starts the game, I think, is going to be Harvey.
He's had a heck of a year.
Well, Matt Harvey, look at these numbers. 123 innings, 85 hits. Only 27 walks and 141 strikeouts. His average against is 194. Now, I'm going to say something. Tyler Clippard, Roy, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Well, I can't give it to you. 6-1, 2.27, 157 average against. But Clip is not going to make it because he already won an All-Star game 2 years ago. And that was Bochy's. Now, he may take him just because, you know, it's Clip. Sergio Romo makes the team. He's 3-3, 2.32 ERA. He's only got 19 saves out of 22 save opportunities, but he's going to make the team, trust me. Adam Wainwright makes the team, Roy. He's having a phenomenal year for St. Louis. Although his numbers are not as good as you'd think, 242 average against, 133 innings. He's thrown more innings than anybody else. Jordan Zimmermann, 12-3 with the Washington Nationals. He makes the team.
Yeah, absolutely.
120 and two-thirds innings, 97 hits, 85 strikeouts, 216 average against. Mike Leake is a borderline guy, and Mike Leake played on Brett Bochy's travel team in San Diego, but I don't think Mikey's going to make it. I just think he needs to prove that he's an all-star next year by doing it again. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cliff Lee. Now, even having said that, he's got a better earned run average than Cliff Lee. Cliff Lee, 9-2, 2.59. In my opinion, he may be the only Philadelphia Philly to even make the team. I don't see anybody else make a team. Arnolas Chapman, look at these numbers. 35 innings, 59 strikeouts, 177 against. If you're Bochy, you got to keep a guy like that, right? I mean, he'll probably throw 102, 103 just for the All-Star game. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Edwin Mujica. I'm going to leave him off because he's a Cardinal. The Cardinals took liberties with their players last year. They put on the team. Bochy's just going to stiff him, I think. That's just my opinion. Travis Wood makes the team. He's Chicago Cubs 5-6. But listen to this, Roy. 110 innings, 75 hits is all he's given up. 192 average against. He's 22 years old. He makes the team. He's the only Cub that makes the team. Gregerson with San Diego might be the only Padre to make the team. And then you start getting down. Sean Miller makes the team with St. Louis, probably 99 innings, 107 strikeouts. I keep going. I don't see
anybody. What about Homer Bailey, Mr.
No, he does not make it. His numbers aren't good enough. Look, it's nice. It was nice of Homer to give us another no-hitter. I think that's great of Homer to do that, but he's not going to get it. The guy that you have to worry about is Gio Gonzalez. He's borderline. Yeah. 199 average against, 105 innings, 104 strikeouts. But I think he doesn't make the team because he's got that little PED thing over his head.
Yeah.
Mike Minor, borderline, Atlanta. He's a borderline guy. I don't see him making the team. Johnny Cueto's not going to make the team. And I think that's it. I think that's all the guys you're looking at. Now, closers, you're looking at some other guys. Closers in the league, I would say, you know, Grilly's definitely the best closer. You are keeping the guy we talked about, Sergio Romo. You're probably keeping a couple of other guys.
Craig
Kimbrell. That's hard to say. Craig Kimbrell makes the team because, you know, he throws 97, 98, and he is Atlanta's closer, and they are in first place.
What about Soriano of the Nationals?
You know, his numbers are there. I don't see him making the team. Why? I don't like him. If I don't like him, he ain't making the team. That's just the way it is. Now, let's look at the American League, okay? Can we do that, Roy?
Sure.
All right, pull the American League up. Now, the American League, Roy and I were talking about this. You know, it's so vanilla, the American League, because everything's watered down, isn't it, Roy?
I mean,
you look at the hitting, and the hitters, they have better averages. They drive in more runs. I mean, they're the guys. Because why? Pitchers don't hit in the American League. But if you look at the hitting right now, I'm going to do qualifiers only, which are the people. You're looking at Miggy Cabrera, number one. He makes it. Chris Davis, he makes it. Dustin Pedroia, he makes it. Machado, Ortiz, they both make it. Joe Mauer makes it, okay? Let's keep going because we're down on time here. Trout makes it. Donaldson from Oakland makes it. Infante with Detroit probably doesn't make it. Beltre makes it at third base. Kipnis, maybe. Cano, definitely. Markakis, no. Longoria, yes. I'm going to keep going. Nava, possibly. Hosmer, no. Adam Jones makes the team, without question. Santana with Cleveland with his numbers makes the team. And then Jose Bautista, 19 home runs, 50 RBIs. What do you think, Roy? Does he make the team?
He could.
Okay. I always look for on base percentage with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Trumbo could make it. 53 RBIs, 19. I mean, he's going to be a 100-100 guy this year. He may be, if they weren't playing so bad, Trumbo would make it. Pujols, guess what? Does not make
it. No.
He's not even going to get voted on. Konerko, let's talk about White Sox for a second. Is Chris Sale going to make it?
Probably.
All right. If he's going to make it, Roy, we got to leave. You know what? We got to leave.
There's not many White Sox who are going to. I don't see many White
Sox.
God,
they're terrible, aren't they? When are they going to fire that guy and hire me, Roy? When? When is this going to happen? Do you know? Let's do pitching. We got 1 minute, Roy. You ready? Click on the pitching, and let's do the pitchers. All right, here we go. Iwakuma, 2.60 ERA. He makes it for Seattle. Frankie Hernandez makes it. They got the top two guys in ERA. They're the only guys that make it from Seattle. Bartolo Colon makes it. Yu Darvish makes it. Chris Sale makes it. Santana makes it for Kansas City. He may be their only guy. Hiroki Kuroda makes it. Matt Scherzer starts the game. Wouldn't you agree, Roy?
Yeah.
13-0. Yeah, are you kidding me?
Yeah, undefeated at this point. Yeah, you're
the Derek starter. Holland makes it. Norris with Houston, it might be Bud, but I think it's going to be the second baseman instead. Masterson makes it. Verlander makes it. Wilson makes it. And now we start getting into guys that don't make it.
What about Fister? Does Fister make it?
Hell no. Fister doesn't have the numbers. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS.